The Osgood Files, sponsored by Lexington Inns and Hotels. Make your travel dollars count. Join Lexington's reward program to earn free hotel stays worldwide and instant perks at most locations. Visit lexingtonhotels.com. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The business world is abuzz about Burger King's new corporate structure. It will be an American company, largely owned by three Brazilian billionaires, that will now be headquartered in Canada. So much for your border fences. More after this from Charlie. Burger King is purchasing Tim Hortons, a chain of Canadian coffee and donut shops, and plans to headquarter the combined corporation in Canada. Critics have said this is nothing more than a scheme to take advantage of Canada's low 15% corporate tax rate. Hold the pickles, hold the lettuce, now the IRS can't get us. Even the president himself has thrown down the gauntlet on these corporate buy-and-run relocations.
It's not fair. It's not right. The lost revenue to Treasury means it's got to be made up somewhere, and that typically is going to be hardworking Americans.
But John Engler, president of the Business Roundtable, says Burger King is only doing what a lot of Americans do every day.
It's sort of like somebody moving out of New York and moving to Florida so they don't have to pay a state income tax.
We're all persons, after all. But, wait a minute, maybe the critics have this all wrong. Because Burger King's executive chairman, Alex Baring, says the lower Canadian corporate tax rate has nothing to do with this.
Burger King's headquarters will remain in Miami, and the company will continue to pay the same federal, state, and local taxes on its U.S. income.
It's just the Canadian income we won't be able to tax. That will stay in Canada, where the combined corporate headquarters is, after all. Canada has rules, you see, that business acquisitions have to be in the best interest of the country. And I have a feeling that one of the conditions was getting that corporate headquarters. But don't fret. Maybe someday our government will be powerful enough to tell a corporation what to do. I'm sure we'll never be as powerful as Canada, but it could happen. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.